Moncrief on News Talk.
Galway University has just launched a new digital archive detailing what it was like to be incarcerated, but in a particular time and place, in Longkesh internment camp. Dr. Barry Houlihan is archivist at the University of Galway Library. Barry, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Sean.
This all came from Paddy McMenamin.
Yeah, indeed. We've Paddy to thank for the archive coming to us here in the University of Galway. And it's a fascinating collection of his own papers. So Paddy was a prisoner in Longkesh, Republican prisoner in the mid-1970s. And he was editor of and a contributor to these jail journals that a number of the prisoners made while in the camp. So Paddy served as cage PRO. And we've got 14 issues of these jail journals that were that are now digitized and openly available online. And they cover a wide range of material, articles about Irish history, about Irish republicanism, as well as contemporary politics of their time in the mid-1970s. So a fascinating account of prison life and of life within Longkesh. At the height of things in the mid-1970s.
Yeah, and the journal, who was it originally intended for?
Well, they were for themselves, of course, first of all, for the prisoners, for the other internees in Longkesh. But for any jail journal to make its way out and be preserved in an archive decades later, they have to be, first of all, smuggled out of the prison. And that's how they did get out and circulate outside of Longkesh. And I was talking with this point only with Paddy recently about how they did get out. And in Paddy's case, he was editor of one of them, and they were smuggled out by his father, who came to visit him in Longkesh. And he jokingly referred to him as a serial smuggler, because not only was he bringing issues of the jail journals out, he was bringing in issues of other newspapers into Longkesh for the prisoners. So it was a two-way enterprise.
Yeah, and I assume this was before the hunger strikes, before the decision to get rid of what they had de facto political status then.
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's before, obviously, 1981, before the blanket protest in the late 1970s. So this is during special category status is what the prisoners had. So this is when they lost that. That was when things escalated in the years that followed. And it's an insight into that time in Longkesh through the jail journals that Paddy and his other fellow internees were editing and contributing to. But there's also a photograph album as well that gives us that visual insight into what life was like in Longkesh. And that's what's, with the journals, something truly unique about this archive, and that we can visualise it. We see photographs taken by Paddy of him and the others in Longkesh, and also of Paddy. So we see the internees drilling and marching in the prison, in the camp, in the cages, of course, as they were called, Easter commemoration events, and also doing Irish language classes. So we see that daily life of what life was like in Longkesh. With a watchful eye as well, we can see hovering over the cages in one or two photographs, a British Army helicopter, keeping an eye on things that were happening down below.
Yeah, I suppose what's striking from your description there was the amount of, pardon the pun, freedom they had within the prison compound.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes the photos, I think, so incredible, really, is to see that. You know, there was free association. The learning of Irish was something very important. And Paddy has a lot of this documented in a recent book that accompanies this archive. It's called Voices from Inside, The Hidden Journals of Longkesh. And it's a fascinating accompaniment to the archive. And, you know, this, I think this is a great term, he called it the jail tucks of what they were teaching in Irish language classes. And seeing the list of words, that the vocabulary of, you know, when we were learning Irish in school, obviously it's days of the week and hobbies and food and all these things. But they were teaching each other the vocabulary of being a prisoner. So we see lists of words like gerrymandering, protest, barricade, cell blocks, judge, jury, and so on. So this was the terminology that they were teaching each other that they felt they had to learn as well.
Yeah. Also as well, and I suppose the photographs might well bring this out, these were very young men. Like, they were little more than kids, a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah. In their late teens, into their early 20s. And, you know, yeah, this was something I spotted in the photographs, that in the midst of being interned in Longkesh, you know, at the height of a really intense conflict, you know, we do see signs of the naivety behind, perhaps, of it. You know, just the little banal, the ordinary things, that there's things like football posters on the wall beside Paddy's bed. We see him standing in front of that. And it's not, you know, not a big thing in the photo, but yet it's there and it stands out that, you know, young men born in a different time or in a different place would certainly not be in that position, you know, to be locked up at that time. And it's just that sense of the ordinary world beyond the fences of Longkesh that do ring home and show that, yeah, so many people's lives were affected in so many different ways at that time.
Yeah. And now the amount of journals you have, was that it in its totality, or maybe are there more out there?
I'm sure there's many more. So we have 14 issues digitised and open online. And there's the Irish language teaching material as well. And this was, I suppose, one particular cage's amount of journals that were produced, but there was any amount of others produced at the time that perhaps didn't survive or were not smuggled out and survived. And Paddy's written about this in his book that, you know, they very easily could have been burnt in his house afterwards by his family. You know, they were clearing out and old football programs and things like that were burning. So that's how close these things can be lost over time. But thankfully, they've made their way to us here at the University of Galway, and they're preserved here physically, and they're available online as well.
And if people would like to look at them online, how do they go about doing that?
It's quite easily found. I think just simply searching the Digital Library, University of Galway, or the Paddy McMiniman Archive, and it should be easy enough to find, I think, hopefully online, and all the issues there are up online, and they're just, you can't miss them, really. The covers are so striking as well, that there's, you know, really evocative cover art and drawings on all of them on the front covers. And a lot of them are invoking past Republican prisoners as well, and past hunger strikers, Irish poetry, Irish song. So there are extremely visual items as well as as well as written articles as well.
Yeah, fascinating. Barry, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Dr. Barry Houlihan there, archivist at University Galway Library.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.